Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Healing Journeys Today. And for today's message, I titled it, Healing is not a how-to, it's who you are. And why I'm talking about this is because I realize people are doing the how-tos on how to make healing work. And I did that too, so I understand the frustration on trying to make healing work for so many years, and things don't seem to be working out, and your emotions get hurt and damaged. You get a lot of fear, anxiety, pressure, mixed up emotions, anger, bitterness, whatever these emotions come with, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So I wanted to talk about how healing is not, as I always say, a 12-step program, but healing is who you are. It really is. It's, you are healing. Why are you healing? Because Jesus lives inside of you. And if Jesus lives inside of you, Jesus is healing. So if you are already in Christ, you've already been born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, well, I think that you have the healer inside of you, and you are healed. And we go back to that scripture, by Jesus Christ's stripes, you're already healed. It's already a done deal. You can't work for it. If you try to work for it, you negate grace, the free gift. Jesus said it is a free gift. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and I will give you peace and love and joy and all the fruits of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit, not fruit, sorry. And when you have all the fruit of the Spirit living inside of you, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And what works through love? Faith. Faith works through love. But a lot of people are just grasping on to this 12-step program on how to make healing work. When the only way to see the healing become who you are is to know the one that's the healer. And that's Jesus Christ himself. Now, I don't want you guys going into this saying, well, if I get this relationship with God, I will get healing to work. Then you're just trying to work something again. I want you to stop everything, sit down and have a talk with God and say, God, I don't understand all these things with healing. I don't understand why this doesn't work. I don't understand why I can't let go. I don't understand why I can't just trust you that I'm already healed. Just talk to God is what I'm saying. You don't have to repeat anything I just said. I just want you to get real and honest and open with God and start talking to some of the things that you need to talk about, because you're really hurt and broken and hope deferred makes the heart sick, and you need to have a discussion with your Father. Now, if he wants a relationship with you, I think he wants you to talk to him and come to him and be real with him. I feel this is the biggest problem with healing, in the area of healing, is that people are not getting this trusting in the Lord with all of your heart and leaning not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledging God, because they don't understand how that all operates in a person's life. And that is through this relationship with God instead of just trying to make healing work. Now for me, that's where I'm at. And that's where I'm staying, because I can't go back to all the stuff that I have to do to make healing work. I can't do that anymore. I've just can't. There's nothing left in me that even wants to do that anymore. I've done it 8 years radically. I mean, when I say 8 years, I mean every day, every waking moment, all them 8 years, and I couldn't make it work. But what I want you guys to know is it's okay to let go. It's okay to trust in God enough to let go. But how do you build that trust? By talking to him. By opening up and being real with him and saying, God, I can't do this. God, I need help. I realize what Jeremiah's saying. I don't understand how to get where he's at, and I don't even know how that happened, but I see what he's saying. God, you have to help me to know you, because I don't even know how to talk to you. You can ask him anything. You can talk to him about anything. Be open and real with him about where you're at, and just be there and walk and talk with God in the cool of the garden, like Adam and Eve did and Abraham did and Moses did in the desert and the wilderness. These guys didn't have the word, as I've said before. Now, the word's important. I've always said that. The word's important. But this is the one thing that's lacking in the body of Christ everywhere, is knowing him, because knowing God is eternal life. When you know God, you can absolutely have the confidence by the power of the Holy Spirit to know that by Jesus Christ's stripes you're already healed, and when symptoms come and the devil comes and pain comes and doctor's reports come and family members are coming and telling you you're not healed and this is not working, you ought to do this or whatever, it won't even matter because you have such a strong faith in your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by your own great faith, but by the power of the Holy Spirit through a relationship with God, helping you to trust in Him that you are already healed. And you don't have to do all these things that I went through or you have been going through on how to make healing work, because you can't make it work. How about this? If you could make it work, you'd already made it work years ago. You'd have made it work a long time ago and been on your way and telling other people how to make it work. I'm not sitting here telling you how to make it work. I'm trying to help you to get to God Himself, because all the healing 12-step programs hasn't worked like it didn't for me. That's why you're still watching Healing Journeys today and you're watching other healing teachers and all this, is trying to figure out how to get it to work. Which is fine if that's helping. It's awesome. But if it's just not working for you, I pray that you listen to what I'm saying and start asking God some questions. You know, just open up and be real with Him. You can't make God mad. God loves you. You can't ask the wrong question is what I'm saying. You can't step out of line and fall out of healing because you asked a serious question about something to God. God is your friend. God is a good father. We all know that. God loves us. God's love is always there for us. And when God says it's by grace and grace alone that you are saved, healing is part of being saved. You know, and if I didn't believe in this, then I wouldn't be healed. I guarantee you, I would not be sitting here talking about any of this, because I will not talk about something that I don't believe in 100%. And I do believe in this with my whole heart. I have let God use me and help me to get through this and become who God has created me to be. And I believe 100% that if you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and you will see what I'm saying. And how do you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven? Number one, yes, you need to know the word. You need to know who you are and what you have. But number two, you can't know who you are 100% unless you're walking and talking with God on a daily basis, being open, honest, and real with Him. There's no possible way you can know somebody intimately without a relationship. You can know all about Him through the word. You can know everything about Him and what He's done through the word. But if you don't know Him personally, you will not have that eternal life dwelling on the inside of you. You won't feel that. You won't be set free from fear and anxiety and pressure and stress. And when pain comes and the devil comes and it feels just like you're dying. I mean, I understand how all this is. And I just want to tell you, you can't do it. You can't possibly maintain some kind of great faith, great belief system, and quote the scripture and renew your mind and do all these things while pain is ravaging your body. It's something that's impossible. The only thing you can do is turn to God at this moment and say, God, help me. I don't even know you. I know what He's saying. And I don't want to work this. I don't want to make this another 12-step program on how to make what Jeremiah said work. I just need you, God. I need to know you. I need to talk to you. I need you. I need you to give me peace. I need you to give me love. I need you to give me joy, because I can't make this work anymore. I'm at the end of my rope. I can't do it. I've tried. I've tried for years, God. I just can't do it. That's what I sound like when I talk to God. Not all the time just like that. I like to thank Him for things and ask Him questions about things I'm doing and ask Him for help about the things I'm doing in life. You know, it's a full-blown relationship with God. It's full-on is what I'm saying. I don't try to make this all work. I don't have to worry about this anymore. All the things that I was trying to get to work, like casting all my cares upon God and being transformed by the renewing of your mind, which renewing of my mind helped. Don't get me wrong. You need to have your mind renewed. That's an absolute important part. But I believe, really, I do, that a lot of you guys that are watching this have renewed your mind over and over and over again to healing. How much more do you have to renew your mind to healing, to believe that you are healed and that Jesus went around healing everybody and doing good and that Jesus paid for healing 2,000 years ago on the cross? How many times you have to read that to say that you got rid of all your unbelief? I think I got rid of my unbelief when I understood the word finally and what Jesus already done for me. That's why the word's so important, because you've got to know what Jesus already did. Jesus already said it is finished. It's a done deal. It's all done for you. And you're sitting there thinking, yeah, but how do I get it to work? No. God, help me. Help me to know you. Help me to know what Jeremiah is saying, because I can't process it, God. Help me to stop trying to work everything that everybody says to try to make healing work, God, because I can't stop. The pain pressures me into trying to make this all work. I can't do it anymore, God. You've got to help me. You've got to be my helper. You've got to be what the Word says. The Holy Spirit's my helper. God, you need to help me because I'm tired. I can't do this. I can't make it work. I can't figure it out. I can't analyze it enough. I can't quote it enough. I can't confess it enough. I can't get enough prayer. I can't go out and pray for others and hoping that I'm going to be healed because I'm praying for others anymore. I can't go to enough healing services anymore. I just can't do it, God. I need you now. I've got to have you, God, because I can't make it work. This is where I'm at. I'm done with it. I'm done with trying to make healing work ever again for myself. Now, I'll pray for other people to see healing. I believe that I have the authority that God has given into me and put inside of me by the power of the Holy Spirit to pray for others. But when it comes to myself, that never worked for myself, and I don't know why. And I don't know, you know, if that's everybody else, which I believe it's probably not, because people do pray for themselves and they seem to receive healing. But I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. For whatever reason, I couldn't receive healing for myself. I've prayed for others and I've seen some healings. But I just, for whatever reason, there was just a block with me. I think it has a lot to do with when the pain came and the devil and the negative stuff came, I started thinking that I wasn't good enough, that I didn't have my faith built up enough. And that was a daily battle because the devil was always after us. And I always thought that I had to have some super faith or get all my unbelief gone and make everything perfect in order to me to receive healing. And that wasn't the case. I just needed to trust God. But I couldn't trust God because I didn't know him. How can you trust somebody that you don't know personally? You can read all about him, yes. But how can you trust him personally with your entire existence? People, places, things, your health, all of it. It's hard to do that when you don't know him personally for yourself. And that's what my problem was. I didn't know God personally. I didn't talk to him. I didn't ask him for help. I didn't get open and honest and real with him. You know, I still have a lot of issues. But from trying to make healing work and everything, but God is working overtime. I don't have to work to try to make it all work anymore. God is healing me and helping me to grow up out of all this stuff that I'm in, that I caused because I tried to make healing work. God's doing it. It's no longer me that lives. It's Christ that's doing it. And the power of the Holy Spirit is now working properly in my life through this relationship with God. It's not meant to be so pressurized and so full of stress and all the responsibility is on you and all the pressure. And it just doesn't seem right that you have to do everything, that you have to make it all happen and have some kind of great something. I thought it was all a free gift. And it says, by Jesus Christ's stripes, you are healed. And Jesus, when he said it is finished, he meant it is finished. So why are we running around trying to work to make something happen that's already happened? It's already happened. 2,000 years ago, by Jesus Christ's stripes, you are healed right now, today. Today, if you want to trust God that you're already healed instead of trust your own emotions and how you think that the Word is working in your life, and if you've renewed your mind, and if you've got rid of your unbelief, and if you have enough faith, and you've got enough belief, if you want to go into all that and pressurize yourself to the max till you absolutely lose your mind, I don't recommend it. I don't, because I did it, and it totally about killed me. Well, it did. And that's when I turned to God and got open, honest, and real with him. I said, I can't do this. I can't do it anymore, God. You've got to be who you say you are. And you told me you're my helper, and I can't make this work anymore, God. God, help me. Help me. My greatest thing in life, after knowing the word, was turning to God and asking him for help. and starting a relationship with him, because I didn't have no other way to go. I stopped on healing because I couldn't make it work. If that's you, turn to God and get real with him. Talk to him. Say, God, I'm tired. I'm tired of having this not work in my life. I can't deal with this anymore. I've got to stop. I've got to turn to you, God. I need you, God. And I can't take all the responsibility of how I have to make everything work and be this perfect Christian. I can't make everything happen anymore, God. I need you. I need a helper. I need the Holy Spirit, the helper, to operate in my life the way I see it's operating in other people's lives. God, I need this. I can't make this work. That's how I talk to God. These are just some examples of what I say to God, because a lot of the times when I'm in a crisis mode, I can't make a 12-step program work. I'm in a crisis mode, and I need God. I said, God, you've got to show up and help me, because I'm going to fall apart. I'm going to fall apart today if you don't give me the power. I need you right now, God. And that's just being open and real with your friend, God himself, the God. I believe God is almighty. I believe God himself will help you. Talk to him. Ask him. Ask him whatever you want. Be open and honest and real with him. And I believe God will do a work inside of you. See, you can't even get revelation to come to life in your heart. God has to bring a revelation alive in your heart. And the only thing I can see is, through my personal experience, is that revelation didn't come to life until I quit all of this trying to make healing work and turned to God and just got real with him. Not to get a revelation to work. Just to let go of this, to be done with it. I'm done with this, God. I can't do it. When I started saying stuff like that and got open and honest and real with God, that's when God brought revelation to me. Quickly, too. But I wasn't looking for a revelation. I wasn't looking for saying, well, I talked to you, God. The revelation didn't come. I guess it didn't work. I wasn't trying to make anything work. All I had left was God himself. I needed God. If God wasn't going to show up in my life, it was over. If Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, didn't show up inside of me, it was over. I couldn't make it happen. There's nothing I could do. I need the helper, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, because I can't do this, and I don't even have to try anymore. I can trust God that he's got a plan and a purpose for me and that he's going to fulfill it, because I've messed everything up in my life that I've ever tried to do, and God is the only reason why I'm still here. I can't make this happen. Jesus paid for it all. I'm not going to make it happen. I've tried, and I already know it. God, I trust him with my entire life now, and I put it all in his hands by turning and asking him for help and quitting on all of it and saying, God, I can't do this. You've got to help me because it's over. I can't make it happen. I can't do it. And as I was saying these things, God started telling me I was healed. By his stripes, I was healed. You know, I didn't even want to hear it at first. I was like, no, because I thought, when I heard God tell me that by his stripes I was already healed, I thought I had to go into some renewing my mind again and again, speaking to the mountain again, and asking for prayer and going to healing services and all these other things. That's what I thought I had to do when God started telling me by his stripes I was healed. But within 2 weeks, God showed me that you don't have to do anything. And I told him that. I says, God, I ain't going to do nothing. I can't make healing work. Either you empower me to believe that I'm already healed, or it ain't happening. And that's what happened. That's the peace and the joy and the love and the fruit of the Spirit was flowing in my heart, telling me that I was healed. It was comforting me. The comforter was comforting me and saying, look, I got you. You're healed. It's already a done deal. I got your whole life now. Now that you've let go and let me in, you're healed. You are healed now. You don't have to make it work. I said, boy, well, that's a good thing, God, because I can't make this work. And God, help me. Help me to just say the things that I need to say to help somebody that's watching this, God, because I can't sit here and make this happen, God. And that's honest. That's the honest to God's truth. You know, if I looked at myself in my flesh, in my actions, and how I have to better myself all the time and do the right things all the time to be like this perfect Christian so healing will happen, it's not happening. It's not, because I'm not perfect. You know, all the people for the most part, a lot of the Old Testament characters were messed up, but God used them mighty anyways. Yes, things are a little different now. We have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, but we still have struggles. No, if anybody's out there claiming to be that they're perfect in their flesh, that they never do anything wrong, that's wrong, because we all have emotions. We all have negative thoughts that come. We're not perfect, but we are perfect in Christ. See, every one of you guys that are watching this are absolutely perfect in Christ. When you start seeking the healer, not the healing, and start pursuing God in a relationship setting, God will start dealing with you and working some things out of you that have been holding you. Like whether it's a sin or whatever it is. But if you just focus on a sin and trying to put the sin down and trying to live a perfect life and all that, it probably is going to get worse, and your emotions are going to get tore up also on top of trying to deal with sickness. I just believe that the grace of God set there to empower you to walk this out by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by you living a perfect life. God has to live a perfect life through you. And the way it happens with me is turning to God and saying, God, help me, because I can't live a perfect life. I can't make it happen. That's where the victory comes for me, because I, right then and there, when I said that, I've turned and I've casted all my cares about trying to live for God and live a perfect life in my flesh onto God. Because God said, cast all of my cares upon Him. Not just some of them. Every bit of the cares and the worries of this life, people, places, things, your actions, your thought life, all of it. You've got to say, God, help me. I can't do it, because that's casting your cares upon God with everything. God doesn't want us running around trying to fix ourselves and be some kind of super duper Christian in your flesh. That breeds arrogance. I have a childlike dependency upon God, and I can't do it. So I'm humble underneath the mighty hand of God, and then He exalts me in due time. But how did I become humble? By casting all my cares upon Him, for He cares for me. Humble yourself underneath the mighty hand of God. That way He may exalt you in due time, by casting all of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. But how do you cast all your cares upon Him? God, I can't do this. God, You've got to help me, because if not, I'm going to worry about every single thing. God, empower me with the power of the Holy Spirit. See, that didn't work in my life until I started asking God for help and developing a relationship with God. Yeah, I was trying to cast my cares on God because I read the scripture, but it was always there. It was always pounding me in my head like that they were always there. Now I got this relationship with God, a childlike dependency upon my Father, asking Him for help, and He fixes me. He takes the worries and the cares, and He diminishes them in my heart, because that's where they all play out in your mind. I can't do this. You guys hear what I'm saying, and I know it. Turn back to your first love. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give it to you. You can't work for something that I'm going to give you. It's called grace. It's all free gift, or you are in works. Every bit of this is all free. You can't be good enough. You can't live perfect enough. You can't make this happen to make healing happen in your life. All you've got left is, God, help me. Turn back to your first love and find out what that looks like. For you, it's personal relationship, so it's not going to look like mine or anybody else's. It's yours. Yours, and no one else can make it the way it's supposed to be but you and God. Walking and talking with one another in the cool of the garden, or in the desert, or in the wilderness, like Adam and Eve, Abraham and Moses did before the word was even written. These guys were walking and talking with God one-on-one, and He was giving them revelation personally. We know the word, guys. It's time to come back to your first love and be open and honest and say, God, I can't do this. I tried so hard, God. Help me. Help me, Lord, because I'm done. I can't mentally or physically handle this anymore. God, You've got to help me now, because I can't do this. And if you're expecting and looking for results within a day, I don't know what to tell you, because we've taken years to mess our emotions up on trying to make healing happen, and hope deferred makes the heart sick. So we're messed up. So this might take a little time to start seeing some fruit of the Spirit working in our lives. If you're in a hurry, I don't know. I don't know how to say you're going to be fixed in one day. I'm not fixed in one day, guys. I'm not. I'm not sitting here trying to be some holy super saint. I'm just here opening up my heart and my life to anybody that's struggling with sickness and pain and mental pain, to just give you guys God Himself. Jesus himself. And then he can take the word that you already know and cause you to be a living epistle read and known by all men. So you can't even make it happen. You can't make yourself a living epistle read and known by all men. God has to do that inside of you. But the thing that's blocking it is that we are trying to make this all happen. We're trying to take our responsibility and make this happen instead of turning to God and saying, God, help me. I ask God for help every day, and it makes me feel good, so good, every time I do. Every time I ask God for help, it gives me peace, because then I'm casting all my cares upon God, for he cares for me, by asking him for help. Say, God, you help me, because I can't do it. That's casting all your cares upon God, guys. I'm talking about the word. I might not say it perfectly in the way it's written, line by line, precept by precept, but I'm saying it. I'm saying the word. And it's overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And God is using the scriptures that he has used in my life and brought to life inside of my heart to help you guys to come to the end of this life. And to come to the end of yourself and say, God, I can't do this. I'm not even trying anymore. I can't make it happen. God, you've got to help me because it's over for me. I'm done. And then God shows up. So I just want to pray for you guys, that God will touch you and help you to come to the end of yourself and help you to realize how important it is to ask him for help. So, Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that you help each person that listens to this whole message to get one step closer to letting go of this life and turning to you and letting go of their 12 steps. God help them. In the name of Jesus. Amen, guys. I'll see you guys next week.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.